Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence, and we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio or video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive God has something for you. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia en el Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. And today we're going to be talking about waiting on the Lord, number two. We started last week, so we'll finish today. Amen. But I just want you to know that God is not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Make yourself available. Let go and let God know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Know that. And see yourself the way he sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And he sees you an overcomer. So you see yourself the way he sees you. Amen. Don't put yourself down. Don't worry about what people are saying or doing or whatever. Just focus on what God sees you. He sees you a winner, a champion, and an overcomer. He put you here to win. He didn't put you here to lose. Amen. And he's not finished with you yet. Guess what? You woke up this morning. So guess what? This is the new day he's giving you. So he says, rejoice and be glad in it. But you go and do what he wants you to do. Amen. And what does he want you to do? Well, you tune in with him and he'll tell you. Amen. It says, go out into the world. Amen. And teach and preach his word. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, you know what? Before we go any further, grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. That blesses me. I don't know about you, but it blesses me. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you, or a scripture break. The first one is this. Desires of your heart. Desires of your heart says to answer. The answer to your problem, Lord says, is in me. The provisions for your needs is in me. The wisdoms that you are after is in me. Everything your heart's desire, hopes, and dreams are in me. Seek, chase, pursue me at all and at new level. Draw close to me, and I'll draw close to you. Look, talk, and walk with me. Delight yourself in me, and he says, I will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. And that's found in Psalms 37, 4 and 5. New King James says, delight yourself in the Lord, also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Man, if that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. Your prayers. This is called your prayers. It says, when your prayers seem useless. Sometimes we get impatient. We're going to be talking about patience in a few minutes. And when we're talking about waiting, okay, it says, you have been praying so long that it feels like nothing is changing. Maybe you've wondered if God hears you at all. But never forget this. Every prayer has been heard. No, it says, and not one tear has been wasted. His silence is not his absence. It is often when he's doing his greatest work. Amen. So just be patient. Amen. Since prayer doesn't always change our circumstances right away, but it changes us. It strengthens our faith, brings peace to our hearts, and reminds us we're never alone. If you're ready to give up, don't. God is still working, even when you can't see it. Keep talking to him, even if it's only, Lord, I need your help. He hears you. He loves you. And he will never forget about you like we forget about him. Amen. He's always there. Amen. He says he's knocking, but we're not letting him in. Matthew 21 and 22 says, and whatever things you ask in prayer, believe that you receive them. Hebrews 11:1 says, but now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. And Mark 11:24 says, therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Believe, have faith and believe. Amen. It takes time. His timing, not our timing. Amen. Again, Hebrews 13:5 says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have." For he himself has says, I will never leave you nor forsake you." He don't walk away from us. We walk away from him. Amen. And it's so important that we keep our minds renewed and stay focused on him. Amen. Because we can walk away easy and we can start talking trash. And we can start talking negative things, bad things. And you know, that's not good. Amen. But he never leaves us nor forsake us. Amen. He's always with us. Amen. Woo. Amen. Does that bless you? Do you receive? Amen. Well, praise God. I got a couple of things. We're going to wait on the Lord. Number two, there's no shortage of God's power, might, and strength. The problem is not with him. We got to fix this problem here. Amen. So let's remember that. And I got a few nuggets here I want to read at you, but it says waiting on the Lord is never wasted time. So you got to stay focused and you got to stay filled so you can be positive and not negative. Amen. Keep going. It says, to us, waiting is wasting. To God, waiting is working. He's working on our behalf. Amen. He's working on our behalf. He didn't give up. Amen. He don't give up. Keep going. Jesus already paid the price. Says God has something better for you. You just have to wait. Amen. I got a real good one coming up. Come on. Keep going. Says be patient and wait for God to answer your prayer. He's going to answer. He's not deaf. Amen. He heard every prayer. Amen. He hears every prayer. But you just got to wait. And this is one I want you to see. I put it up there just for you to see. Says Joseph waited, what, 15 years. Abraham waited 25 years. Moses was in the desert how long? 40 years. Jesus waited 30 years before he started his ministry. He says, if God is making you wait, you're in very good company. Amen. So let's remember that. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Keep going. All right. So this is our text, and we're going to continue with wait on the Lord number two. But it says, and the King James says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Yes. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. See yourself soaring with eagles, yes. With him as eagles. Excuse me, let me read it to you again. It says, see yourself soaring high with him as eagles over your cares, your anxieties, your worries, your problems, sickness, and lack. Amen. Man, you can go above these things, man, but you got to stay focused on the word. You got to have the word in you so that you can speak the word. Amen. Stay positive. Stay connected to the source. Be available and be a participator, not a spectator. Amen. Don't be negative, no struggling, no defeat. Don't be a quitter, and don't be a spectator. Amen. You just don't sit and spectate, you know, and judge. Nope, he didn't call us to do that. Amen. Have a winning attitude. Speak the word. Speak faith-filled words. How do I know that? Well, you read the word, and you get it in you. You meditate on it, so when you meditate on it, it'll flow out of you. It says, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. A couple of scriptures we got for you. Amen. Just a review. Psalms 24:14. I'm just going to read one of them, Carmen, okay? And then you can go. It says, wait on the Lord. New King James says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I said, on the Lord. He's telling us, okay? But we get impatient. We just go dump on him, and it's a one-way talk. It should be a relationship, two-way thing, okay? You say something, but he's going to say something back. Yes. Amen. He's going to answer. Amen. Yes. Keep going. There you go. Hebrews 6:12, New King James says, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Through faith and patience. Yes. Amen. So let's remember that. Let's not forget. So we're just going through some of these. Lamentations 3:25 says, and the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the souls who seek him. The Lord is good to those who wait on him. So let's wait. Amen. Let's be patient. Amen. Woo, these are good. Keep going. It says, Psalms 130:5 says, New King James says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and is his word I do hope. In his word do I hope. Amen. Thank you. One more, Micah 7:7 says, therefore, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for his, for the good of my salvation. My God will hear me. Yes, he hears you. Yes. Amen. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's there for you. Yes. Amen. But it's going to be his timing. So you got to be patient. Amen. Yes. Whew, hallelujah. Praise God. A few more. 37:7 says, New King James says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his ways, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Okay, so the evil guys, you think they're getting away with it, and you think they're doing okay, but God has not forgot about you. You continue to be faithful. You know, the whole time Jesus was here doing his mission, and he came, he was faithful, and he sinned not until he went to the cross. He never sinned. And then, you know, what they did to him, humiliated him, crucified him, put stripes on his back and all these things. You know what? Still, he went to the Father and says, Father, forgive him. Amen. So we haven't even gone through what he went through. So who are we to say, well, you know, no. Renew your mind. Amen. Keep your mind renewed at all times, because you can fall real easy. Amen. And don't allow yourself to fall. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Proverbs 3:5-6. New King James says, trust in the Lord with what? With all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He's going to direct your path. Amen. You got to stay focused. You got to keep that GPS right on Jesus. Amen. On a daily basis, when you wake up, you know, he woke you up. You say, thank you, Lord. And get right with him. You know, spend time with him before you go out into the world. Because this world is going to put all kind of detours on you. They're going to put stop signs on you. They're going to put detours. They're going to say, you can't. Don't go this way. Don't do this. Don't do that. Say, stay focused on what the Word of God tells you to do. And you won't be lost. Man, you know where you're heading. And you stay connected to the source. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 29:11. If you want to talk to somebody, talk to him. Because you know what? He's got a plan for you. Amen. And let's read the NIV, New International Version. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, and you put your name there. I know the plans I have for you, Jose, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen. So none of these plans include defeat. He's got good plans for you. Amen. So you stay focused on him. Amen. Waiting expectantly with faith, hope, and trust. Waiting and trusting God's timing, character, and goodness. Waiting on the Lord, two elements. Complete dependence on him, allowing him to decide the terms and timing of his plan. Amen. His terms and his timing. Patience is a product of faith. And James 1:2-4 says, I'll read it from the easy to read version. Says, my brothers and sisters, you will have many kinds of troubles. So you already know that. But this gives you a reason to be very happy. You know that your very faith is tested. You learn to be patient in suffering if you let your patience work in you. The end results will be good. You will be mature and complete. You will be all God wants you to be. Woo. Man, you know, when you wait and be patient, you're going to be all God has called you to be. Man, the Bible says he made you an original. He didn't make you a copy. You're not a copy. You're a somebody. You're a child of God. And he made you to be original. Okay, amen. So praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And patience is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Of the Spirit. And the New King James says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, which is patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Woo, hallelujah. So we must learn to wait on the Lord. And I shared this with you last week. I love fishing. I love fishing, but you know what? You'll find out quick. It takes patience and it takes waiting, expectantly with faith and hope that you're going to catch something. Amen. Before I even go, I already know I'm going to have a great time. Whether I catch something or not, but I'm going expecting to catch something. Yeah. Amen. And it's going to take time. Yeah. Amen. You cast your line out there and you wait expectantly. Amen. So wait on the Lord. Trust Him. Trust. Have faith in Him. Wait for Him and His timing. Amen. So this is where we're going to pick up. And it says, wait. Says have the right attitude as you wait. As you're waiting, you know, instead of being impatient, instead of rushing, you know, have the right attitude as you wait. Attitude is a choice. Attitude is contagious, but don't wait to catch it from others with negative, bad, or losing attitudes. Be a carrier. You be a carrier of positive attitude, of good attitude, and a winning attitude. Amen. People see me, I don't know what about this person, you know, but man, when I see them, man, they're always positive. They're always good. And they always have a winning attitude. Well, you be a carrier of that. And how do you do that? You stay full of the Word. You stay full of God. Amen. And you're going to be this way. So you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Lord, I need your strength. Amen. Yeah. So if you're going to have an attitude, have the right attitude. Amen. A bad attitude is like... A bad attitude is like a flat tire. If you don't change it, you won't go anywhere. You're just going to sit there. And you know what? You either call somebody or you change it yourself. But you got to change your attitude before you go anywhere. I mean, is your attitude worth catching? Is your attitude good or bad? come on now. You're still not pastor, huh? Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. Hey, you know what? I'm going to have a good attitude about this new day. Amen. The Lord has given me a new day. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. That's it? Okay. What's the other one? Give me the other one. That's the little one. That's the one that we was doing the same one. Yep. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, one more. Who? Give it. Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Keep going. Hallelujah. Yeah. Okay. Be blessed unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his... Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that prepared what He enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Ooh, keep on. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. All right, good. Keep going. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got that. Okay. Says 1 Peter 5:7-8 says, give all your worries to him because he cares for you. Control yourself and be careful. The devil is your enemy, and he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to eat. So be careful. Amen. Be careful. God is never tired and or too busy to listen and help those who trust and faithfully come to him. Paul and Silas at midnight and praise and worship the robber at the cross. Amen. So remember that. Praise God. Acts 16:25 says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto him. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the church were shaken, the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. Amen. You know, the Lord showed up, and their shackles fell. Amen. It fell, and they were free. And the man was going to kill himself, and he says, "No, you don't have to do that. We're all here." Amen. For the jailer, you know. So let his strength become your strength. Be strong in him. Let the ways become our ways. Change priorities. Amen. Seek God first each and every day. Amen. Stay focused on him and not the problems. Again, Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Praise God. So, those who wait upon the Lord are those who believe in him, trust in him, have faith in him, and have expectancy. Believe in his word, his promises, and his timing. Amen. So, his abilities to carry them out. Waiting on the Lord takes patience. Woo! Bible teaches we should be patient with one another. Amen. Be patient with one another. Amen. Just see them the way God sees them. Amen. That's why it's so important you renew your mind with the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. Church has become impatient, impotent, impetuous, and impulsive. In God, there are timings. By missing these timings, we miss many things from God. Remember, His timing and His ways are different. Amen. So waiting on God should not be hard. Amen. Just have faith in him and trust in him. It's going to be different. So know he wants the best for you. Amen. But it takes time. It's his timing and his ways are different. Amen. But you know, if you know the word, you just got to stay on what the word says. Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry, don't be anxious about anything, but prayer and ask God for everything you need. Always giving thanks for what you have. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. That's the New Living Translation says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Amen. It says pray about everything, worry about nothing. And that's Philippians 4:6. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. We've been conditioned by the world to be impatient. we want it now. We need it now. It says we don't want to wait. We can't wait. Don't put it off. We don't. We must get it now, do it now, or got to have it now. We live in fast and instant world of fast sermons, fast service, fast food, fast cars, instant information, the Facebook, internet, computers, cell phones, and we have instant credit. Buy it now, pay later, has ruined many. So we got to be careful. Amen. Says, I want to show you how to live life to the fullest by soaring high, running, and walking over all. Amen. Over cares, troubles, distractions, temptations, trials, overcoming the negative world. Amen. The enemy comes. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. John 16:33 says, easy to read version says, I have told you these things so that you can have peace in me. In this world, you'll have troubles. But be brave. I have defeated the world. We got to remember this on a daily basis. We got to stay focused on what the Word of God says. If you have the Word, you know, hey, nothing can move you. You got to stay focused on the things of God. New King James says, and these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you'll have tribulations. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So no matter what's coming against you, you know what? We stay focused on the Word of God. Not only that, stay focused on the Word, but confessing His Word. Speaking His Word. Amen. No matter what. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Praise God. Again, Isaiah 40:31. New Living Translation says, and those who trust in the Lord with what? With find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. See yourself the way God sees you. Amen. You just find it so important that you know what the Word of God says, so you see yourself the way the Word says. And you confess what the Word says. Amen. Soaring, running, and walking, pressing on, being an overcomer. Amen. We're not conformed to this world, but we're transformed by renewing of our minds. You don't have to think like the world. You think like the Word of God. You think like Him. Amen. Overcoming, listen, cares, problems, troubles, setbacks, failures, lacks, and anything that makes you want to fall and give up. No, we don't have to give up. Amen. We're confessing what the Word of God says. No matter what, and stand your ground. And you're standing in faith. Amen. It says we can soar and overcome the world and Satan himself. And 1 John 4:4 says, and the NIV says, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one that's in the world. New King James says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Know that you are greater, amen, and you got to stand your ground, amen. So we're standing in him, and we're standing in his word, and you know, not only that, we got to read the word so the word can flow out of us. You just don't hold it inside of you, but you confess the word, and the Bible says, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world, amen. So praise God. It is not good when God's people are in bondage, imprisoned to sin, bad habits, the way the world, the ways of the world, other things like little foxes that come to stop us from being free and victorious to what God has called us to do. Amen. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. If you start confessing the wrong things and you're speaking the wrong things, confessing the wrong things, you can have what you say. But you know what? I said, no, that's not what the Word of God says, so I'm not going to say it. And you know you can think it, but as long as you don't speak it, you can just say, press delete and get rid of it. I'm not going to say those things. Amen. So it says, church, let go of whatever makes you stop. That's what the enemy wants you to do. That's what the world wants you to do, is stop. You're not good enough. But God qualifies you. And if God is for you, who could be against you? Amen. Let go and let God. Let Him with all. Says, let go and let God. With Him, all things are possible. Yes. Waiting on the Lord requires faith, patience, hope, and expectancy. Yes. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Wait on the Lord has hopeful results. Some of us are not good at waiting or being patient. We start pacing the floors. We easily get impatient. We don't guard our mouth. Words start shooting out. We got to be careful. You know, I just got to say it. Well, you can say it, but you can have what you say. And if you're negative, you could have that too. So I'm not going to say it. It says the words you speak are carriers. They have either power. Words you speak are carriers and have power of life and death, or being positive or negative. So you know what? Best you don't say it. You know, you just trust the Lord and have faith. Amen. The thing about it is, you'll reap what you sow. You're going to grow. It's going to grow because you spoke it, and that seed you spoke is going to be buried, and that seed is going to grow. Amen. So best thing to do is renew your mind and not even say it. Amen. Remember, the hardest thing to tame is the tongue. James 3:8 says, but no man can tame the tongue. No man. Says, it is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. New King James, the Amplified, says, but no man can tame the human tongue. It is a restless, evil, undisciplined, unstable, full of deadly poison. Ooh, hallelujah. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So, and you're speaking it. So, you know what? Best thing, not say it. You can think about it, and you thought about it, but you know what? You didn't speak it. So, you know, just hit delete and get rid of it. I'm not going to say anything. There's give no place to the devil. In Ephesians 4:26-27 says, easy to read version says, when you're angry, and don't let that anger come make you sin, and don't stay angry all day. Don't give the devil a place to defeat you. Amen. The battlefield is the mind. And he can put thoughts there, but you know what? Don't speak it out. Yeah. Don't say it. New King James says, be angry, but do not sin. And don't let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. It's so easy that you keep your mind renewed with the Word of God. Amen. Let's remember this. It says the devil wants to rule you. The devil wants to drive you. He wants to guide you wrong, and he wants to devour you. The devil's mission is this: steal, kill, and destroy. That's what John 10:10 says. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So you know what? You got the Word in you. Speak the Word. Amen. You can think it, meditate on it, study it. But you know, you speak the Word of God for yourself. Amen. Church, we must get renewed. Amen. And Psalms 51:10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. That's New King James. The Amplified says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right and steadfast spirit within me. Amen. So we want to get the Word of God in us so we can speak the Word, so that we can share the Word and go into the world. Amen. And bring salvation to the world. Bring people to the world. Amen. Be ministers of reconciliation. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. It says, wait on the Lord. We will be lifted up higher over the storms of life. There are going to be storms, but you know what? We can go higher over the storms of life. Have faith and strength to endure all of Satan's attacks. Wait on Him, and He will lift us up higher and higher. You will be above and not beneath. You'll be the head and not the tail. Above to all things for Him. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. And in closing, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Again, wait on the Lord. We just got to wait. Have the Word in you and be patient. Amen. And that's what Isaiah, again, Isaiah 40 and 31 says, New King James. But those, we're talking about us, children of God. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. They shall mount up or soar with wings as eagles. Amen. About the cares, about the problems, about the things that are coming against you. It says, and they will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Woo. Man, praise God. Thank you, Lord. They're maturing the things. There's a maturing that happens while we're waiting on the Lord. He increases us bit by bit. If we will wait on the Lord and allow Him to construct our lives line upon line and precept upon precept. If we wait quietly upon the Lord, He will renew our strength. Teach us, Lord, and teach us to wait on You. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. And the last scripture I have for you is, again, Lamentations 3, 25, 26, New King James says, the Lord is good to those who wait upon Him, to the souls who seek Him. And 26 says, it's good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Yes. Amen. So praise God. Yes. Woo, wait on Him. Yes. He is there for you. He's not here to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the enemy. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. Amen. But God has come, and He's given us peace. He wants us to enjoy Him and have peace and have patience on Him. Amen. So praise God. Amen. So as we close, those of you watching, those of you listening, hallelujah. You never asked Him into your life, or you're running from Him. You know, it's time you stop running and rededicate your life back and get back to serving Him. Amen. If you never accept Him, all you have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against You. Come to my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He's going to come and He's going to receive you into His life. And you know what He's going to say? He says, you know what? It's time you get up, shake yourself, and press on with Me. Amen. But He wants you to get to a Bible-based church where they preach the Word of God. Amen. And you get you a Bible and read it and open it and get the Word of God in you. So you know the truth, and the truth is going to set you free from all the mindsets, all the traditions, all the things that are holding you back. Amen. So be strong in Him and be a winner for Him. Amen. Praise God. Thank You, Jesus. You have sickness in your body? Just speak to it. By Jesus' stripes, Stripes was put on His back for you to be healed. Amen. So I receive my healing. I am healed. My mind is healed. My body's healed. And I call you well, and I call you healed right now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. And it's time to give. Hallelujah. It says time to give. Go to our website, NBCBigBen.com. Go to our mail, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. Or if you're sending Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Ben. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. God loves you, and we love you. Have a blessed day. Amen.